Welcome to the Daily Elevated Show with Fabian. Civil War is all in the news this week. Why is that? What's been happening? And what I believe is the real reason behind why what's happening. We're going to get to all that. Also, I did want to let you know that we at Breakaway USA have been growing incredibly fast. We have, I believe, 7 shows now in the Breakaway USA network. We have 8 people a part of the group now, which is incredible. We're working on documentaries. We're working on tons of good content for you. So make sure that you follow us on socials at Breakaway_USA. That is everywhere. Breakaway_USA. Make sure you add us. So Civil War. They say Civil War is coming. Everyone's talking about Civil War. Texas seceding from the Union. Dozens of other states agreeing with Texas that they need to secure their own border. But what in the hell is actually happening? Let's actually break it down. So it's no surprise to anyone that we are undergoing a massive, massive border crisis right now with thousands of illegals invading the country every single day. The population of the country is only 350-ish million. So that's a significant proportion of the population that is coming through the borders every year under this administration, Joe Biden's administration, which I actually call Obama 2.0's administration. So why is it happening? Republicans and Democrats would always talk about securing the border, immigration reform. Well, what happened from that time, which wasn't that long ago, to now? Well, if you believe that there's a element of the government that has been infiltrated by socialists, globalists, that want to actively see the country destroyed, to implement socialism, to implement communism, which is just a pseudo intellectual way of saying controlled by the elites, a neo-feudalism, how we had peasants and kings and queens and lords. Neo-feudalism, so feudalism 2.0, is what people believe they want to implement. I've been one of those people. You see, control is something that doesn't go away just because it's a different generation or we have more technology available. There are certain people who are just born with this innate want to control people. It's a very weird thing. From the moment they get up in the morning to the moment they go to sleep at night, they are thinking about how to get more control, how to get more power. These are people like the George Soros, the Klaus Schwabs, the people who their entire life is dependent on having more and more power and more control. So do I believe that these people are existing in the world? Clearly. Do I believe that they have infiltrated areas of the government? Clearly. Why else would you have someone, George Soros, funding efforts all over the world to institute the ability for illegal migrants to flood into all different countries? It's a systemic strategy. And it's called the Great Reset or the Great Replacement. And now the Great Reset was a book written by Klaus Schwab, who is the head of the World Economic Forum, where he says that we need a great reset of society because the way that it's working now, it's not working. Even though this society that he said is not working is the greatest society that we've ever had. We have the most amount of commodities available to us. We have integrated global shipping. We can get products from anywhere in the world. We can order things to our house with the push of a button, with a cell phone that sends signals across the world to whatever we want to fetch, whether it be YouTube. If there's a video stored somewhere in the Netherlands in some underwater data center, we can access that. We can pull those resources to our phone so that we can be entertained. That capability is beyond anything that even the pharaohs could have dreamed of. The kings and queens of even the 1600s could not have thought about something like this. But we have capitalism that has brought about this immense wealth of knowledge, of commodities, of resources, of comfortability. And yet there are people who are saying that we need a great reset. And these people are pushing this great reset under the guise of more power and more control. So do I believe that there are people who live their lives trying to get more power? Yes. So I believe that they infiltrated aspects of government and aspects of culture. Clearly, when you have the same guy, let's use George Soros, for example, who is actively funding the Black Lives Matter riots, who is actively funding the campaigns of district attorneys all over the country. Understand, all over the country. When you have people like Gavin Newsom, who is a young global leader of the World Economic Forum, when you have people like the Prime Minister of Canada in Justin Trudeau, who is a member of the young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. If someone has nothing to do with you, but all of a sudden wants to get influence on the place that you live, you have to ask yourself, what is the motive? What is the reason why this person or this group or this organization is taking so much time to get involved in aspects of your local community. What is the motive behind it? If you seek the motive, you often will find the reason behind the reason. There's always a reason given, a superficial surface layer reason, like there's too much crime, there's too much gun violence. And when you go deeper, you often find the true reason and the motivation of why people do what they do. And ultimately, that is more and more control. You know, they say America is a land of the free. It's also the land of the taxes. It's also the lands of the licenses. It's also the land of the fees and the tolls and the gas tax and all these other regulations and bureaucracy that stifles true freedom. So going back to the original point, do I believe that there are people who have infiltrated and are actively trying to seek to destabilize or collapse the American economy? Yes, because it's happened many times before. And one has to be ignorant to think that just because it's 2024, that no longer happens. I saw a meme the other day that says, everyone agrees that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, the CIA did bad things. But somehow they're under the impression that because it's 2024 and that no one's ever been prosecuted for these crimes and that there's been zero reforms in the CIA, that they're somehow not doing bad things anymore. It's called a conspiracy, right? Or people call it a conspiracy theory. But when you use logic, you say, someone's been doing something for 4 decades. There's been no reforms. No one's gotten in trouble. And now all of a sudden you think that it's not being done anymore just because it's the current day. That is a logical fallacy of the logical fallacies. All that is happening. And now we have the border crisis. There are many theories that have been put forth by people who are leftists on why this is going to destabilize the country. One is called the Cloward-Piven model. And what that is those are two professors that came out of Yale, I believe it was Yale or Columbia, wherever Barack Obama went to college at. And these two professors, which were husband and wife, came up with a theory to destabilize the United States and break it down. And what they said was that you have people who are on welfare, the poor people, essentially, or if you're a Marxist, the oppressed people. So Cloward and Piven came up with a strategy to overwhelm the welfare system in the country. And here's how it worked. And when you listen to this, you're going to see a vast similarities to what's happening in this current day and time. But what they say is that you have to open the borders and flood it with people from other countries, illegal immigrants. So much so that the welfare state, meaning all the care that the government gives to people in the form of housing benefits and food stamps or, you know, whatever, government assistance is what they call it now, EBT, and free health care, free medical care for all these people. When you infuse the system with so many people, it cannot handle the amount of people in the system anymore. Therefore, it collapses. And what they believe is that only when it collapses and this welfare state is removed from the poor people, that all of a sudden they're going to realize that they're oppressed, stand up and demand a change of government, a change to socialism, away from democracy and capitalism and into this totalitarian communist type of government. And that will be good for everyone. This is the insane logic of Cloward and Piven. Well, if you see what's happening, California just released a few weeks ago, Gavin Newsom, comrade Gavin Newsom, that he is going to provide all illegal immigrants with free healthcare. 700, according to the numbers, 700,000, which that number has to be vastly higher, 700,000 new people are all of a sudden going to enter into the healthcare system and get free healthcare. Now imagine what that does. 700,000 people. Who's paying for that? Well, it's the people who also pay for their own healthcare because they don't get it for free. It's the American taxpayer. There's a saying that says there is nothing that is government funded. It is all taxpayer funded. It's a redistribution of wealth. If you want to make everyone poor at the same level, what do? You take from those that have and you redistribute it to those who have not. So you take the money that the people who are producing for the society are generating in the form of taxes, and you give that to illegal immigrants in the form of free healthcare. See how that's a transfer of wealth? And it's very easy to see that that's the plan, because he literally stated, we are going to give free healthcare to the illegal immigrants. This is following the exact Cloward-Piven model. So, the border crisis at Texas. This is how it started. The Biden administration refused, not only refused, but aided and abetted illegal immigrants to cross along the border. There are plenty of videos out there where it shows that the Border Patrol, the federal Border Patrol, if you don't know, the Border Patrol works for the federal government. And in the United States, we have a constitutional republic where states have states' rights, and the federal government has federal government rights, and they are not to infringe on the states' rights. The Constitution, in fact, only gives very limited circumstances where the federal government has rights over the states. They wanted it like that specifically because they didn't want a tyrannical government that was going to try to rule in an authoritarian way. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And that's exactly why I love the way the founders developed the Constitution. So the federal government is aiding and abetting and allowing this to happen and helping it happen. Why? Why, you have to ask? Well, let me go over the what's happening and then why I believe what's happening is happening. So you have Texas, who has been flooded by illegal immigrants. You have Texas that has been busing people coming across the border that have been intercepted, the ones that they caught coming over the border. They've been sending a lot of them to what are called sanctuary cities. And sanctuary cities was this idiotic idea that said, you can come here and have a safe place to be if you're an illegal immigrant. You're not going to have to deal with the police stopping you, asking you for paperwork or anything else. We are a sanctuary city. And it sounds good in theory, just like anything that has to do with socialism, Marxism, communism. It all sounds good in its nice little package. When you open it up, it's a nothing burger. Right? It's a big piece of coal inside of that because it does not work when implemented. It never has and it never will. Anyway, Texas was being flooded by these illegal immigrants, and they said, no, like, we're done. No, this is an invasion of our land, which in the Constitution says that if a state is being invaded, the federal government must come to the aid of the state. So what they did is they actually took over the border crossings where they kicked the border patrol out. They commandeered places like Eagle Pass, Texas, which was one of the main arteries of illegal aliens flooding into the United States. They commandeered it. They built buoy systems to stop people from crossing the Rio Grande. They put crates as a makeshift fence. They started building the border wall themselves, funding it themselves in different areas. And they used razor wire, which is one of the best detriments to people crossing into somewhere that they're not supposed to be. For instance, the White House has a massive fence all around it right now. You have razor wire at the top. Every army installation around the world, in any army base, there is razor wire that is protecting them from the outside, people who may not be friendly to them. Egypt has a massive, massive border wall with Gaza. Massive, with razor wire. So it has been used since its inception, since whenever it was created, to stop people from getting over. And before that, for hundreds and hundreds of years, probably even thousands of years, there's been some mechanism that has played the role of a fence, of a razor wire fence, to stop people from getting over the border. So, very logical, right? You want people to stop coming, you build a border. Well, the Biden administration said it was illegal what they were doing, that they actually sued them many times. They sued them to remove the buoy system, they sued them to remove the crates, and they sued them to remove the razor wire. And the reasoning they gave was because the federal government needs access to the border in case of an emergency or anything else. They said that the fact that they had razor wire was impeding Border Patrol the federal government from having access to the border. So they filed an injunction to the Supreme Court, and everybody was watching. And the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government did have the right to cut down this razor wire to access the border. Now, here's a few nuances about that. There's a larger case, a more all-encompassing case regarding this specific situation at the border that is on its way to the Supreme Court right now. A lot of people are mad at the Supreme Court for allowing this to happen. However, many people are also saying, well, okay, but this is a more all-encompassing case that they are going to be taking up very, very soon. So when that happens, no one knows. I believe it still has one more court to get to. I believe an appellate court before it goes to the Supreme Court. I'm not exactly sure about that, but at some point it will end up there. Now, when that is, hopefully it's sooner rather than later. So in the meantime, federal government told Texas, we need to get our people back in there. Our Border Patrol agents need to commandeer this and take over this area. We can cut the razor wire so essentially they can let more illegal immigrants over to them, fulfill the Cloward-Piven model and overwhelm the welfare state. Does this make sense to you now? Does it make sense? Now, you have Texas saying, nope, not going to do it. You also have Texas saying, the Supreme Court stated that we have to let you cut down fence or the razor wire, but they didn't say that we can't stop putting it up. So they've redoubled efforts to put up more razor wire. So we're in a standoff where the government said, you have to let us in. And Texas is saying no. You have Democratic senators calling for the federalization of the Texas National Guard. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that the federal government essentially takes over the army of Texas. Now, is that going to happen? I highly doubt people in Texas tell them to stand down and to basically do whatever they say they want them to do. I looked up some stats, and 40% of the U.S. military comes from five states. 40% of the U.S. military is made up by people in five states. And one of those states, you guessed it, it's Texas. So the federal government sends the army to go on a showdown to the Texas National Guard. A good proportion of those people are going to be made up of Texans on both sides. If you're someone in the armed forces and you're from Texas, guess what? You have family in Texas. You have friends in Texas. You grew up in Texas. Now your own government is sending you to fight the state of Texas where you live and you know everyone at, so that you can allow it to be flooded by illegal immigrants, which is going to destroy your community that you grew up in. Imagine a situation those people are going to be in. Who do you think they're going to fight for? Someone allowing the borders to be invaded or someone fighting it? The reason I believe it's happening is because it's all done for a specific purpose. What these leftist globalists want is to make the Republicans and conservatives look like authoritarians, look like the people, the bad people. We saw it happen on January 6th, where everything was meant to make these people look like bad people, to show everyone and say, look, this is who they are. This is what they want. This is a leftist strategy. And you can see this specific strategy on beautifultrouble.org, which is a leftist activist website. It's like the new version of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which if you don't know about that, there was this idiot in the 60s, I believe, who wrote this book about how to be a leftist activist. And Obama claims that he was a mentor of his. Saul Alinsky was one of his mentors. Floward and Piven, the people who introduced this overwhelming the welfare state to break down the society, also called Saul Alinsky a mentor. So you have all these people who are calling this guy one of their mentors. Well, he is the guy who created essentially what is the anarchist cookbook for the leftists. So optics is big in politics. Optics is what people believe is happening, what they see. And if mainstream media is in the pocket of all of these people, because mainstream media is only owned by like five corporations, these corporations are owned by people like Jeff Bezos and, you know, other nefarious characters, they're going to think, wow, these conservatives are really trying to subvert the Supreme Court of the land. I thought you guys were all about law and order. So it puts them in a predicament. And one of the rules of basically Saul Alinsky is make them live up to their standards. So if you say you're the party of law and order and you're going against law and order, how does that make you look from an optics perspective to someone else on the outside looking in? It's going to make it look like you're a liar. And you don't really stand for law and order only when it benefits you. This is a strategy that they're employing right now. Now, another one is this Freedom Border Convoy, which I may go to, which is going to be just Americans who are worried about the border. There's this massive convoy that will be driving, just regular citizens driving their cars or trucks along the border to signify that they support Texas closing the border, or the not only Texas, but any border state. Now, there's a theory that this is going to be used as a second January 6th type event, where they're going to actively try to make the civilians do something and then make them look bad and film it and put it on national television, just like they did on January 6th. Antifa and anti-fascists, which is one of the most leftist organizations, probably the most leftist organization. They infiltrate these rallies and they pose as people who are supporters, but their job is to incite them to do things that are going to make them look bad on camera. I have seen this myself when I've gone to rallies. They did it on January 6th. There was a lot of Antifa in the crowd of the January 6th rally, and they were trying to drive people to do things that were out of character, right? Instill that groupthink in them. Storm the fences, break the fences down, break into the Capitol. So there's a theory that this is what is being set up right now. These well-meaning people are going to go to this Freedom Border Convoy and be incited to do something that is going to make them look bad, which is another optics play. So you have plan A, B, and C, D, E, and F, and I'm probably G from the leftists to try to make these people look bad, try to make Texas look bad, to try to make the conservative space look bad by defying these Supreme Court orders. And you have a showdown where you have the states versus the government. And I say states is because 25 other governors have signed letters in support of Texas, and a number of other states have actually actively sent their own National Guard to assist Texas in securing the border. And those states, you guessed it, those are the red states is what they call it. the conservative states. And it's all, they're also the states that have all the guns. The situation is tense. At the very, very least, it's tense. Right? And we don't know what's going to happen. IMAX is building. Greg Abbott is a Texas governor, and Ken Paxton is the attorney general of Texas. And I forget the gentleman's name, but something Patrick is the lieutenant governor of Texas. Now, Greg Abbott is out in India right now. He may have come back already, but he's been out in India. And you say, why would a governor leave his state and go to India when there's this massive, I mean, we're talking Civil War type era climax that we're building up to? There's all these different theories going around. What I do know is what's happening at the border. We've never seen this kind of illegal immigration throughout the history of America, as long as, let's just say, there's been a border, okay? We do know that there is actively, or that there's actual plan to destabilize country by doing the exact things that the federal government is doing, specifically the Cloward-Piven model. We do know that there are actors that would love to see the United States crumble. George Soros made his money by crashing the British pound. That's how he made all of his money. He infiltrated sectors of government to cause destabilization and so that the country would do bad as a whole. And he shorted the British pound. So he made money when the British pound went down. So why would he not do the same thing in the biggest country that has ever existed in the world? The most amount of money and the biggest economy we've ever seen in the history of humanity. That would be a coup de grace for someone like that. When you make money off people's misery, number one, you're a sad person. You're a sad excuse for a human being. And if you've done it and you're, who's to say you won't do it again? Why would you not do it again if it worked the first time? So he actively funds something called the Open Society Foundation, which I believe is only second in the grandness of these nonprofits organizations after the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And of course, Bill Gates is pushing for things like eating insects. He's releasing mosquitoes that have been genetically modified into the population. He's doing all these things that you would think he's controlled by someone, because why would someone make all this money and then dedicate their life to doing all these things for people that you say are good, but in actuality are very bad, like pushing the vaccine on people? So that is what's happening at the border. That is what's happening in our country right now. You have to know what's happening, and you have to understand that nothing happens by chance. There is nothing that is artificially being pushed by certain actors, certain organizations, certain news outlets. And all you have to do is follow the money. Who stands to profit from a destabilization of the country? Who stands to... not only monetarily, but also with power. Who becomes more powerful when the United States crumbles? Who becomes more wealthy if the United States crumbles? Those are the people you need to watch out for. And thank God for people like Elon Musk, who has opened up X to the world for information to get out. All this information was so censored before that you couldn't even find it. And now it's out. It's incredible. With just a year and a half or so, however long Elon Musk has bought X, how quickly things change when people actively have the ability to transfer information freely, have freedom of thought without being stifled. Like, people actually have the power. Wow, who would have thought? And that's what these globalists, these power-hungry mongerers hate. They don't want you to control your own narrative. They want to set the reality and allow you to live in the reality that they have created. Because that's what gives them power and control, is the flow of information. If they can control that, they can control the world. So that is what I wanted to talk to you about today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know if you like this style where it's more of a monologue and I just go over things that are happening in the world and we can do some more of it. So until next time, thank you for watching. Make sure you follow on socials. My Instagram handle and all my socials are Fabian Lux. My X is Fabian_1776. And of course, the Breakaway USA is Breakaway_USA. So thank you so much, and we will see you next time.